And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Hilliard University Art Museum has a number of exhibits on display throughout the summer. For information on the exhibits or hours that the museum is open, the website is hilliardmuseum.org. At the Lafayette Science Museum, the exhibit Fossil Giants is on display. Fossil Giants explores the dinosaurs of the Cretaceous period. That's up through the summer and fall. They have a crawl space with live insects, including beetles, bugs, spiders. They have a gamer's sandbox with immersive video games designed by students. And there's a beautiful geology exhibit called Geology Exposed in collaboration with the School of Geosciences here at UL Lafayette. And of course, there's the planetarium at the Science Museum. For information, their website is LafayetteScienceMuseum.org. TEDx Vermilion Street will take place in Lafayette in September 12th. They are currently asking for people to propose talks for the TEDx event. You can propose talks up through June 30th at their website, which is TEDxVermilionStreet.org. You can also volunteer for a variety of different opportunities that they have if you'd like to be involved in the event. Stop by the website and find out more. The Iberia Parish Library System has a number of activities for children throughout the summer, performances and craft times, just a variety at all the different branches in the parish. On Wednesday, June 24th, that's tomorrow, there will be two performances by Matt Sandbank. He'll be using shadow puppets, storytelling. He'll be at the main library at 10 in the morning and the Parkview branch at 2 o'clock. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, June 24th, Matt Sandbank in the Iberia Parish Libraries. There will be an open mic en français in Grand Coteau tomorrow evening from 7 to 9 at the Grand Coteau Ballroom. It's called Une scène ouverte, the open mic, and you're invited to share poems, stories, songs, and other creative expression en français. Or if you'd just like to go and listen and enjoy, you're very welcome. The evening will be hosted by Brenda Mounier, who's a teacher, poet, actress, and community scholar. She'll be there tomorrow evening hosting the scène ouverte. The Silverbacks present Summer tomorrow evening, 7:30 at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. They'll be celebrating this beginning of summer since it's midsummer today. They'll kick it off with a variety show. Again, that will be at 7:30. For information, you can call Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. The Acadiana Repertory Theater continues its run of the play The Woman's Part by Cody Daigh-Oriens. It will run this weekend, the 25th through the 27th, at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. The website is acadianarep.org or call Theater 810. As a part of the year-long Arthur Miller Festival, Miller's play, A View from the Bridge, directed by Christy Lichty, is being performed at Cité des Arts. It will run this weekend, June 26th through the 28th. For information, you can stop by Cité's website. The Lauren Riley Elliott Company will hold open auditions for Ken Ludwig's play Lend Me a Tenor. They need 4 men and 4 women. Auditions will consist of cold reads from the script. Audition dates are June 26th at 6:30 and June 27th at 12 noon. Auditions will be at Cité des Arts. For more information, you can contact the Lauren Riley Elliott Company. And open auditions will be held for Peter Pan. Those will be in the dance studio at Cité des Arts. Those are actually for Boom Boom Burlesque, so it is a burlesque version of their rendition of Peter Pan. The auditions will be on June 27th at 10 in the morning in the dance studio. All dancers, acrobats, burlesque entertainers, aerialists, sideshow artists, and singers are welcome to audition. Again, this is Boom Boom Burlesque, and their rendition of Peter Pan. The Household Chemical Day was rained out when it was originally scheduled, so their rainy day retake will be this Saturday, June 27th, from 8 a.m. until 12 noon in the UL Cajun Field parking lot. You enter from Congress Street in Gate 3. This is for Lafayette City and unincorporated Lafayette Parish residents. They will be accepting things like paint and paint products, turpentine, gasoline, pesticides, herbicides, pool chemicals, and others. There's a long list of things they won't accept, and you can go to their website, the Lafayette Consolidated Government website, the Environmental Quality Division, for a list of things that they won't accept. But that's this Saturday, the Household Chemical Day, 8 a.m. until 12 noon. In Opelousas, Movies in the Park continues this Saturday, June 27th. The film Despicable Me 2 will be shown in South City Park in Opelousas as a part of their summer Movies in the Park series, presented by the City of Opelousas. The park will open at 7:15 p.m., with the movie beginning at dusk at about 8 p.m. Attendees can bring their own blankets and movie snacks as well. And there will be some special programs held by the Parks and Recreation Department here in Lafayette Parish starting on Monday, June 29th. It's a week of recreation for a variety of different groups of people. Pickleball will take place on Monday. There will be a basketball shootout on Wednesday, senior bingo on Tuesday, June 30th, and a kids' carnival on Thursday, July 2nd. For information, you can call the Parks and Recs Department or stop by their website. And there will be a Nature Station night hike this Saturday, June 27th, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Acadiana Park Nature Station in Lafayette. All are invited, although children must be accompanied by an adult, and you do need to make reservations. Call the Acadiana Park Nature Station or visit them in person. The Down Syndrome Association of Acadiana is having their Sporting Clay fundraiser this Saturday, June 27th. For information, the website is dsaa.info. In Lake Charles, their special 4th of July program called Red, White, and Blue for You will take place Saturday, July 4th. For more information, you can stop by their website. And the Children's Theater Company will hold their first acting workshops for children the first week in July. To register your child or find out more, you can go to their website, which is childrenstheater.cc. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to many of our locally produced programs. They're archived at our website, and you can listen to them on demand on your mobile or whatever device. You can get to krvs.org. We hope that you'll listen for programs that maybe you missed or you'd just like to share with a friend or listen to again. You can also make a contribution to support KRVS easily. Just look on our site, whether it's mobile or on your computer, and there's a donate button in the upper right-hand corner. Just click that. It's one page to fill out. It's easy to fill out even on mobile. You can make your contribution so quickly and so securely there at krvs.org. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered, 4 until 6. 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz. Each Tuesday evening, you can hear a great variety of jazz hosted by local producers. Beginning at 7, it's Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears. From 8 to 10, it's John Green's Night Train Jazz. And from 10 until midnight, Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Hello, Georges Collinet here. This week, we are on the red carpet at the Peabody Awards in New York City. That's right, we won a Peabody for our entire 27-year body of work. We'll celebrate with our classic recordings of Ali Farka Touré live in Yafunke, Mali. Take a trip back in time to Al-Andalus. That's next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Coming up Sunday night at 8.
I'm Heather Cole Mullen. Please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music, Thursday at 8 p.m., right here on KRVS. From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.